Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to Happy Foot Sad Foot. I'm Darren Miller.
Oh, so this time I get to do it.
I'll wait as long as it takes this time. Go ahead.
It's been a rough day for everybody, okay?
I think I'm joined by Vince LaRosa. Thank you for joining us, Vince. We just got through 2 hours
past where I was expecting to just be blackout drunk by this point.
In our preview episode, we talked a little bit about preparation for a breakfast game and drinking for the breakfast. If you did that, I'm sorry. That means you are maybe drunk for an 11 a.m. game.
What? Going to either be one of the greatest things ever or just the worst day of your life.
Yeah, but we finally got through what turned out to be just a really intense, high-level game. Just absolutely unacceptable that LAFC lost this match. But there's no excuses. Really, I can't believe what I saw out there on the pitch. Just nobody gave a shit. Everybody, you know, we should have been better, you know, and this is really an unacceptable loss. There's a lot you can take away from this, Vince, I'm sure.
Yeah. Deep tactics.
We're nuance. In an emergency now. There's from everything that happened in this match, I think we have a lot to worry about for the season.
I mean, it's funny to say that in a snow game it was like this, but literally it was like watching beach soccer. You know, in beach soccer, there's not exactly really much dribbling. They just kind of go station to station because you can't dribble because of the sand. One, it's hard to run in sand. It's not even like, and what's funny is, look, I guess if you have some tactical nuances, I'd love to hear them in the chat. I'd love a breakdown. If somebody does some of those great videos where they put all like the dots on things and the lines, I want to see it. I will help you do it. But man, I mean, if you're being serious about
it, you're on shade yourself there a little bit.
Yeah. The biggest takeaway from this is like, what do we actually know now? Like, I don't think we know anything because LAFC, they beat Seattle in the first game in a team where both teams look leggy. Seattle had a lot of injuries. LAFC was very good, I think, in the first half or majority of the first half. Not as good once they got a goal scored against them. And you were like, okay, well, I'm going to watch out for that. Like, I'm going to watch out for like how the midfield plays in this game. And then this happens. Like, if you don't think the midfield was good today, sure, I agree with you. But what do you really think like was going to happen?
Yeah, that was absolutely insane. I got to say, at least as far as the losses go, that's about as fun as it will ever be to see them lose. We've been through some gut-wrenching losses, especially over the course of the last season. And in a situation where we're going to lose, it was at least nice to not be too torn up about it. And tell us in the chat if you're really torn up about this one. And now I'm worried for you if that's the case. This was, I mean, we're talking, this was MLS after dark before noon. what a ridiculous showing. Obviously, I was being sarcastic in the opening here, but we had, let's just recap real quick, a delay due to wind damage officially that delayed it,
I think, 2 hours.
Oh, wait, this was the delay. The first delay was, no. The first delay was wind damage.
Okay, the first delay.
And then they started at 1:04 into that, we had a lightning delay. Then we came back into play and a snowstorm, and they played through the snowstorm. Completely ridiculous. It looked like just a kind of like kids who came to the schoolyard to play a pickup game on a snow day, where it's like, we have the day off, let's go there anyway and play. It was basically a snowball fight.
If you're old enough to remember what static on TV used to look like, I mean, you could have probably put that on and said like, and then put Bredos and Dunseth doing the commentary and been like watching the same game.
It was just white. It was like when a beloved character dies on your favorite TV show and they fade to white for the whole game. I guess I'll start right off the bat. Happy foot, no injuries. That's my big happy foot.
Yeah, thankfully.
I think the one thing I was really worried about, I think you're going to lose some games, so like might as well have it be this one. So this doesn't last longer than any normal loss does, but injuries do last longer than one match, so... And hopefully, you know, after playing a ridiculous game like that in high altitude, we don't have guys that are just like beat for 3 weeks.
Yeah. Or guys that are just like, hey, you know what? I'm having second thoughts.
Fuck this, I'm out.
Can you get me out of here?
I'm a free agent now.
Like, honestly, if you are Omar Campos right now and you played 3 years in Mexico, have you even seen snow? Like, do you know what snow is? And then you go through this and you're like, you guys do this? Is this what you guys do in MLS? You play in this? No, I'm going to pass. I'm going to go right back.
Like, yeah, never mind. Do we have any other happy fits or sad fits that we really want to get out there before we take some callers? We want to hear what you guys think in the chat. No, come join us in
no
the show.
Goals conceded. No goals conceded in the second half, Darren. We
were right there with them in the second
played
half.
Played them even in that second half. I mean, LAFC did outshoot them at the end of the day because they had a much better second half. Again, what can you really take from that? I guess you can take this, because I will say, after the first goal, even after the first goal, it seemed like a lot of guys were like,
let's call it.
I mean, it's just one game, right? that seemed what they were thinking. And then obviously they go down 3-0. So the fact that they were able to muster some kind of pride and performance, I think is slightly, it's a meh foot, but honestly, the flip side is the sad foots aren't, they're not systemic really. You know what I mean? Like, I think Omar Campos had a bad game and that's a nightmare game for him. Do I think that that's going to ruin him? Like, do I think he's a bad player? Absolutely not. So I say bad game for him. I'll be looking out for him. Cause like, how do you bounce back from that as a young player after having just such a terrible game? But I just can't say that like anything, again, it's just systemic to the point where I'm like, oh, I'm really worried about LAFC now.
Yeah, I mean, everything was with the caveat that of the circumstances, right? I remember even Bredos on the broadcast at one point was like, I know I'm ending a lot of sentences with under the circumstances, but I don't know what else to say. But yeah, I was right there with him. Now I'm just doing it also.
I would like that to be like just the postscript of my life. Vince is doing
okay under the circumstances. Vince did okay under the circumstances. That's all we can ever do, any of us.
Under the conditions, Vince did okay.
Under the conditions, you know? Right? I mean, this guy died, but while he was alive, there were a lot of days where it was snowing, you know, there were delays. Under the circumstances, not a bad life.
Yeah.
All right, let's take some callers. The first appearance of the Heel of the Foot Jeff Talk is coming up here. I have a feeling maybe we're going to find out that we're not taking this seriously enough. Let's find out.
Just rolling straight double birds. We go tighter. Yeah, Jeff, we go tighter. You got to get the birds in a little tighter on that.
You got to back up, because both so that people can see your middle fingers and also see less of your face. Jeff Talk, welcome to the show.
Got a nice Coke Zero there, huh?
I mean, I I'm trying to sober up. I started drinking at 10:30 thinking I was going to be done by 2:30, and it's fucking 4:20, isn't it? All right, right? I have to do stuff after this. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, Dad, so use day this. Wasted.
Well, 100%.
I'm still drinking. Yeah, I don't know why.
5 hours of waiting to watch a two-hour game in the snow. Spectacular. So I'm just going to use this for personal grievances against the two of you, and then also
perfect.
Oh, lovely.
The game didn't actually happen. I don't know if you guys know that. That's not a real game that actually occurred. That's just guys playing in 3-3 snow. You know what I mean? So first of all, why won't you let me on the show until now? Why do I have to wait until after the RSL game to get on the show when I should be yelling at you guys about how I was right the entire time? I've been right the whole last season. You guys talk so much trash about how I wasn't coming on for the post games, and then I'm here to take my victory lap, and you two goons won't let it happen. And even now, Darren, I see your eyes not looking at the screen. You're in the comments. This is garbage. This is I hate every little
bit. I have a lot of jobs, Jeff. Wait, I got a lot to do here. Okay, I'm on the show, producing the show.
I'm going to use this word because you're both writers and you'll like this. In the penultimate game, God, I love that word. After the penultimate game, you said, "I don't foresee LAFC doing much in the playoffs." I'm pretty sure, despite not winning MLS Cup, they went to it, and there's a lot of other teams that did not. So you have not been right about everything.
Hold on. I would say that ultimately, me saying we're not going to win the cup and the season's a failure because we lost all every single championship they were in was correct, whether practically or morally.
We'll let everyone listen decide.
You're
that
an ends justify the means type guy. I knew that about you always.
Vince, the process was also bad. The process also was not good. It's not as if the process was great a la 2019 and the result was bad a la 2019. The process was bad. We got incredibly lucky to get to the final, and then we lost. You know what I mean? It was not
convenient for your argument.
Well, it's hard to be right, Darren. The crown of being correct all the time is very heavy on me.
I don't know why you're saying this. Why did it take so long to get on the show? This is the first time you've called in.
Yeah, you also weren't on the first. Where were you for the first game? We had
Where have you been, man?
The answer to that is not funny, so I'm not going to say it. I had something else I had to do. Obviously, it's a good bit, but yeah. No, I mean, we had all this talk about.
We appreciate the self-editing.
We can get real dark if you guys want to. Well, I wasn't having fun. Let's put it that way.
This was a game of light and white. Yes.
Yeah.
We've been getting pretty dark on the show lately.
Let's save for a different one after that game, Jeff. Once we turn off this post game, I'm worried about myself. So let's not.
we can't actually take it to the game, right? Like, ultimately, this is why this is a fun, dumb after show, is because they're playing, it's not real, it's fake. Like, and with the other bummer for me is like, we have to watch our two new strikers come out and play in 6 inches of snow. I have no idea if those guys are good or not. You can't tell if Martinez has any ability to play whatsoever. Like, was that the best played forward ball because he knew it was going to stop 6 inches in front of the goal line? Or is that he's really bad and that would have gone and hit the backyard? I have no idea. No one knows. You can't judge him. Yeah.
Big happy foot. Huge minutes for them. They really get to see what it's like to play in the MLS.
Yeah, when you grow up in Venezuela, the first thing you learn is that snow slows that ball down. That kid knows.
It's true. Absolutely. Yeah. There's no one more better at playing in snow than South Americans. Absolutely. 100%.
Actually, the big takeaway for me from Martinez was, could we get him a bigger jersey?
How baggy was his kit? I think he's a slim gentleman, man. You know, Venezuela, there's not as much protein as you'd like hanging around.
Sure,
you know?
but maybe a nice schmedium for the boy.
Ooh, a schmedium.
I think it'd be too short. I think he's in that weird thing where he's too thin to like fully fill out a medium. But if you put him in a short, you're going to see a little bit more of his navel than you'd like. You know what I mean?
I feel like, you know, this isn't somebody buying the jersey from Fanatics. Like, this is one of the players. Give him a custom size, right?
I think they are absolutely buying these things from fans. The MLB is hard as anything. They are 100% buying these things from Fanatics.
A Fanatics experience, if you will.
I hate to break it to you, not just the MLB experience that is now going on, but MLS, they are buying these jerseys from Fanatics.
Oh my goodness. Okay, let's add one more to the party here, Ryan. Awesome. Welcome to the show. Thank
Hello.
You. You're in your kit. You're ready to play more than anyone else was today.
That was the single dumbest LAFC related event I have ever witnessed, I think.
I think the highlights might have been at Home Depot?
That's a good question. What's the dumbest?
You're including appearances at Home Depot to meet the players.
Exactly. What's the dumbest LAFC thing that's ever happened? Like, what's the dumbest single event in LAFC history? You know what I mean?
At a certain point, the snow started to pile up into like 4 or 5 inches, and that might be where the threshold was.
I like that. Yeah, I did notice a couple times the ball bounce off the berms where they had dug out the touch lines and bounce back into play when it was going out. I think that was my highlight of the whole game.
Yeah, it really started having like schoolyard vibes. There's nothing. It's just a guy just running out there with a giant shovel. Like, what are we doing here, guys? I don't know.
They were aggressive. I remember there was a ball that like barely went out of play, and Hugo was going to get it and nearly ran into the guy with the shovel because he's like, "Bro, I got to scrape these lines. This is my one task today.
I'm gonna make it happen." Shout out to Brian Dunseth, by the way, who eagerly talked about the hot air blowers they had under the field multiple times, like a child going around at a family function, just telling everyone a fun fact.
He knows so about well,
the stadium. Too. Congrats. Yeah.
Really?
He was really eager to talk about this thing that was clearly not doing anything useful.
Yeah, they were so effective.
Yeah.
But nothing more to be said. I think I'm going to go make dinner. And
what are you going to make for dinner, Ryan? Let's
yeah, that's the happy foot.
Say. Yeah. What's where are we cooking?
Yeah, what's for dinner tonight?
Leftover pasta from yesterday, but I'm making fresh garlic bread at least.
That tracks. That tracks. All right. You thank you for joining us.
All right. As always.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
All right.
Jeff, do you have any, will you respond to the comment from way earlier? People were saying Aaron Long wearing no sleeves, no gloves. I mean, you've been the biggest Aaron Long supporter. I might be actually slightly on your side on this one, Jeff, because I generally I would say like maybe that's some toughness, but I think that's just being a dumbass.
Yeah, that's a little bit crazy, but it's a guy who's never seen snow. Like, I'm not even kidding. It's a guy who doesn't. It's like when you're in Michigan. So I'm from Michigan, right, where we have a lot of snow, and like guys will come to California from Michigan and wear shorts and 40 degree weather because it's warm to them, right? That's the opposite, sure. Where it's like, this guy doesn't understand what cold is because he's never been in the snow and thinks, well, I'm tough, I can do it. And in reality, you're just dicking yourself over. And by the way, I think that's the same thing with compost, because you're supposed to wear like the longer cleats when it's the snow. Like, I played a bunch of soccer games in the snow. It sucks. It's the worst. But you're supposed to have longer cleats so your cleats can actually get into the grass. And if you are wearing those little tiny whatever things that those guys think are really slick, you're not going to really get the same traction. And how much was compost just sliding around? Probably because he doesn't. Or else he doesn't have the right material to play on snow. Which, why would they? Why do we have a league in which we have to play in snow? But,
well, funny that you bring this up. So I actually watched the first half with a friend who used to be the equipment manager for LAFC. And we were talking a little bit about this. And the guys actually do have those boots, Jeff. They hate wearing them. And I think one of the reasons they hate wearing them is because when they're out here training, never have a chance to wear them. And honestly, if I don't know if you've played enough soccer, anytime you switch boots, like, they hurt your feet because the stud patterns are different. So I think a lot of guys are just like, I know it'll give me a little bit better traction, but it hurts my feet, and they refuse to wear them. This has been actually, if there's anything systemic from this, it's that, Jeff. You nailed it. The guys should start wearing longer studs and stop being afraid of the fact that it's going to hurt their feet. But they do not enjoy doing it because they never
I like
during the week.
I love the casual flex of Vince being like, you know who I was watching the game with? The equipment manager.
Yeah.
By the way, let's also go back. I don't know how much that's a flex. That's a giant.
Hold on. Wait. This is absolutely burying the lead here. Go ahead.
I also want to – well, I'm going to change the topic because, again, it's personal.
Okay, then I'm going to stay on the topic. Vince,
Sorry,
buddy.
What do you want to know about
this is burying the lead. Can you think of any match LAFC has ever had where it would be more relevant and useful to be watching it with the former LAFC equipment manager? This is insane. No.
It was actually great. Like, honestly, sitting with him, like, when the first delay happened
– go get him. Bring him on the show.
No. Well – this former equipment manager actually no longer works for LAFC, and he works for a different team. Some people might know who this is. He's a good friend. He left to join a different team, and I am very happy for him.
I don't like where this is going because it sounds like he's still in the area. So
He is
still in the area, but you are right. Like, there could not have been a better game, because just talking about just different equipment issues, weather issues, the fact that when lightning struck and the referee was like, lightning, we were all, okay, so 30 minutes. And like I told you, Darren, in text, when lightning strikes in an MLS game, it's a 30-minute clock automatically starts, okay? And then within a certain radius, if lightning strikes again, that 30-minute clock starts again. And then it starts again for every strike in that radius. And by the way, 30 minutes is just the time that they have to wait between getting players off the field and then getting them back on. So him and I are both sitting there being like, 30 minutes is a long time, but also now it's another 15 for them to warm up. So in his mind, he was like, I don't know why they're playing this game. This game is probably going to be canceled. And then he just could not stop laughing at the fact that they're like, nope, we're going to get through this. And we are definitely playing this game.
Yeah. Okay, Jeff, what were you going to say before now that you're completely out of focus?
Well, yeah, that's your phone.
I don't know what happened to your camera.
I got a fancy little camera.
We already sent you a mic. Do we have to send you a camera now too?
It's a very nice mic, by the way. I use it for Zoom meetings now. It's a really nice thing. That's why I let you guys go on here and say dumb shit to me.
I'm sorry. Did you say that's why you let us come on here?
I mean, it's ultimately right. If you go in the comments, who's got the bigger fan base? You, Darren? I'm just going to put it out there. You know what I mean?
Darren, okay, actually, makes a lot of sense. This explains. He thought that it's
the next thing you say better be.
This makes complete sense.
Who's the lead character of Happy Days? That's all I'm saying.
The Fonz. I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Just put it out there. You know what I mean?
Richie, what you're about to say,
I really hope it's entertaining.
It's I've been drinking since 10:45. Nothing I say is going to make any sense. So I also like the idea that the Photoshop that Travis did, the four of us, and everybody makes fun of me and they want me to drown. Right? Do you remember this whole Travis thing? So Vince dropped a little nugget there. The assistant
I made
coach.
The Photoshop. You did? Go ahead and take credit for that. Yeah.
I like the idea of you scrolling back through my Instagram to find things to.
I did do that.
That's really funny. I like that a lot. Yeah, good bit. Very good bit. The second best bit is that Mark Dos Santos texted Vince how funny it was, which lets me know that they're passing this weird Photoshop that you, Darren, did around the clubhouse. So the first time anyone may be aware of you and I, Darren, is that our heads are Photoshopped onto teenage boys' bodies. That's what we did, is that like this very weird, strange thing of like, you're never going to get any players on the show now because they're going to be like, oh, yeah, it's the weird guys that were Photoshopping Dwayne Ass from Travis's head. Yeah, that's going to definitely go really well. You know what I mean? So all the goodwill we had, Burns, congratulations. It's great. I love it.
I'm just happy my head was on Holling's head, so it felt like less of a crime.
Yeah.
By the way, I should have known it was Darren that photoshopped it because he gave me Bogush instead of a small child. You know what I mean? So that was what Travis would have done, was give me.
Yeah, I had respect.
Definitely. That's what I think.
Also, I don't know. Yeah. I was photoshopping a head onto somebody else's head. I don't think that's that crazy or problematic, honestly. But I get where you're going for it. A decent jab, I guess. Thank you for joining us, as always.
Thanks for the fan, Darren. I love it. Yeah. No, I understand the point you're making, but it's wrong. We should just slowly peter out. Yeah, thanks.
Oh, I hereby issue a formal, sincere apology if anyone had an issue with it. This
an issue with it? What are we talking about?
I don't know. Anyways, that's my point. Right. Okay, yeah. Well, thanks for coming on, as always. We've got... Unless, do you have any other, do you want to file any formal happy foots or sad foots before you head out here?
I'd like to say that my prediction is that we're going to win an MLS Cup. I'm going the opposite of last year.
Whoa.
I think the team's really good. I think that we're missing one midfielder and one striker, and I think we're going to get them. I think if you have one defensive guy to help spell Ilya to break up stuff in the middle, I think Martinez is going to be really good. And I think if you get that big European player, I think we got a shot to... Let me put it this way. I predict we'll win either League's Cup or MLS Cup. I think we're going to take one of those two home this year.
Wow. The glass half full, Jeff Talk. I love this. Look.
I'm zagging.
After that, I need one more opinion from him because the big news from the week, and it'll probably change by the time we get to next week. Jeff Talk, how do you feel about Carlos Vela possibly?
That's true. Yeah, let's get this take.
Are you pro? Carlos should be... on LAFC no matter what, or because comes off of you saying, and I do actually kind of agree with you, kind of maybe one more midfielder, one more striker, but if you sign Carlos, that changes some of your math. So where are you on Carlos Vela?
I think he's going to retire. I don't think he's going to play. Oh. I think if the time to join another team has passed, I think, then I don't think he wants to go to San Jose. I don't think he wants to move his family. Like genuinely, like we are like, there's nobody I relate to more than Carlos Vela because he kind of is very good at his job, but doesn't like to do it very much. You know what I mean? And also really likes his family. So I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't. I also don't really like doing my job. And I don't want to move my family.
I don't know what that is.
I, I have WGA health insurance, Darren. So no, I think ultimately he's going to look at it and say, I could make a bunch of money if I moved to Montreal or to New England or even back to Mexico or whatever. But I ultimately think he doesn't want to move his family. He's got a mansion. He's made a lot of money. I think but I also understand that he doesn't want to come back to LAFC for less money because he doesn't want to offer them a deal. Cause it's hard to play 30 plus games of soccer at that age, especially when he hasn't been training, he hasn't been conditioned. So I think that'd be really hard on his body. And I totally understand that he's got a number he wants to play for. If he can't hit the number, he doesn't want to play. So my prediction is he has already retired and we just won't hear about it until later.
You don't think he could just private jet up to San Jose half the week and his family can stay in LA?
He could do that, but I think he looked around and thought, do I want to play next to an airport for an incredibly cheap owner for no fans? Or do I want to stay in my giant mansion with my beautiful wife in the greatest city in the world? Like legitimately, if money's not an issue, because you're not going to win championships in San Jose. It's not going to be this great capstone to your career. He's not going to start the rebuilding of something. It's just going to be a guy playing for money. And by the way, if that's what he wants to do, go for it. From what I've seen from Carlos Vela, the motivating factor for him is what makes his life comfortable and great, not money, not anything else. And so what would make his life comfortable and great is either playing for LAFC on a DP deal. If that's not possible, I think it's not playing. And by the way, if he has to go to San Jose, God bless him. But, you know, we paid him a lot of money. He's been done great thing for us. We'll love him forever. He's going to get a statue outside the stadium no matter what. So God bless him, man. Go get paid if you have to. But I really think he's going to be hanging out in the 32-52 before he's on the field again.
Oh, that will never happen. But
go on, Vince. Go on.
It's just not Carlos's style. Like you said, the man loves what he loves. And I don't think as much as he does love the admiration and love that he gets from the 32-52, then sitting in that same area is just not Carlos's style.
Okay. Standing in front of them doing the Carlos Vela golf clap. I think that'll happen before. I think he'll be golf clapping on the field at the 32-52 before he's playing on the field.
Fair.
Yeah. That sounds good. All right. Well, look, Jeff, before you go, you should know that we're leaning into the heel character, but if you're going to be this glass half full, don't feel pigeonholed. Okay. You can be who you are. Come back anytime, always.
It's going to be shambles by next week.
We'll get the sunny, yeah. Jeff. Maybe the snow or the drinking got to you. We don't know.
Yeah, you know how most people are not angry drunks. No, I don't know. I can't play the same note every year. You know what I mean? I can't.
I thought it was just your camera, but nice
Jeff
rosy.
Jeff contains the multitudes.
The drinking makes sense with that rosy complexion you got going on.
I'm very white, Vince. I'm very white. So any little flush of the laugh for me, you know what I mean? Yeah, I step out in the sun or I have two beers and I'm red as a tomato.
All right. Come back soon. Thank you, Jeff Talk, for joining us, drinking his Coke for Zeros. What else we got? Oh, my dog is...
The dog...
Can you hear my dog?
The dog has a lot to say.
I think she's trying to get out of here.
Had a point.
She's been stuck in here with me.
Wrap it up, Darren. Which is basically where we're at. We've run out of tape here.
Oh my goodness. We heard. Okay. Wow. Give me 10 seconds. I'll be right back.
So if you just joined us, Darren is making sure that his dog does not tear through the door. Or was it trying to get out or eat, Darren?
She was trying to get out.
Trying to get out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this.
She doesn't know how to open doors. Like what are you good for?
So good. That Darren's dog just could not be in the general vicinity.
She was like, oh my God. She had to tell everyone how great this episode is. She had to tell all the neighbors. Like, are you guys tuning in right now? This is some gold.
They're live on YouTube. You can watch on YouTube. And by the way, YouTube's free.
Yeah, she was barking out the whole URL.
Unlike Apple TV, where you just paid to watch that game.
Yeah, we all paid to watch that. Wow. I'm glad they got the red card advantage in the 85th minute.
Shouldn't Apple kick us back like a dollar or two?
Yeah, we should get a refund.
Yeah, I mean, it's $90 for a year. But like maybe a buck or two, just to say, just for some good vibes.
Did anyone feel like, oh, we've got a chance here when they got the red card? I don't know. What do you think in the chat?
The team was still, when the guy was on the ground and Aaron walked up to the referee and was like, you're timing this right. I was like, Aaron. But hey, good on him.
They could have completely checked out, and I don't know that I would have had a huge problem with it. But there were at least a handful of guys there that were. Boanga was going for it till the end. A few other guys, it was clear they were still trying throughout the match. There was some actual soccer played, which we could get into sure. a little bit. Not that it like means anything for future soccer, yeah. but you know,
well, before the game, before the snow started to really come down and the ball was not moving at all, like LAFC was trying to play the ball and pass around a little bit. It was interest lower. They were kind of playing under the circumstances, which kind of made sense because like you can slip and fall as we saw in the first goal. But yeah, the snow really like it just compounded and it really okay. The coach is watching me right now. We're probably not going to win this game, but if I don't go out there and really give it my all, then the coach is going to, I might not play next game, regardless of the fact that it's not my fault. To give a modicum of effort and, you know, show some personality, some mentality in this moment, because if not, and I would be the same if I was Steve Trundle, I'd be like, look, if you guys can't at least try, then I need to start rethinking who's in my starting 11 the following week, regardless of the conditions. And as for what the fuck happened with the red card,
that's fair.
The referee, I think,
saw. Yeah, we've got comments asking about that red card.
Yeah, so we saw in the replay that he did go studs up. It looked like he jumped a little bit more at first. So if he would have if you jump two footed with your studs exposed and you kind of stomp on a guy almost, you're asking, that's a red card, like all day, every day. I think when he rewatched it, he was like, well, it was a little more of the conditions, but still enough to give a yellow card. So the fact that he gives him two yellows is better than him getting a straight red. If he gets a straight red, I believe he's out for 3 matches, as opposed to getting double yellow only means he sits out for 1. So that matters to that player in terms of when he's able to play in the upcoming matches. But regardless, you know, it's a red card.
That makes sense. Double yellow. But yeah, that's what he originally did, issue a red card, then reviewed it, then rescinded mm-hmm. the red card, then gave him a yellow, and he already happened to have another yellow. So that ended up equaling a red card. So for the same outcome for the purpose of the match, but not the player right. for the next matches. They had to delay the red card. It was delayed the exact same way the game was delayed. First, it was a red card, and then it was delayed due to weather, and then they still decided to move forward with the red card, but shitty and taking too long. So that's what happened. It was the ref trying to provide a metaphor for us through which to understand the match as a whole. Mm-hmm. And a fitting one. It was nice that the Scab refs must have had a terrible time out there. That's a okay thing. I'll give out an athlete, the first athlete's foot of the season. I think we can give to the fans of both sides. LAFC seemed to have a pretty good contingency there that was loud and proud. And I'll say I was pretty impressed by the stadium. Was not that full, but pretty loud for their fans,
yeah.
Especially given the conditions, the key words of the day.
Braver fans than I. Like, honestly, it's not like I knew that this game, the more snow, it was just going to be horrible to watch. And then if you combine the fact that it's cold, I would have been out of there in a flash. I'm sorry. I just would have been like,
that's rough.
Not worth my time. This is game number 2 of 34. Hard pass.
Wow. I also want to note, just because I know this means nothing and it's not actual criticism, but it did make me laugh. In maybe like the 70th minute, Eddie Segura had a throw in that was like maybe the worst throw in I've ever seen in my life. And to me, that was like a culmination of all the ridiculous conditions. And it was like, that's one of those things where like theoretically you could still put a throw in, but even that was too much. And right. It was just like a very easy toss right to the other team. That was just, I don't know. It was bad. It was very bad. I think he's fine as far as throw-ins go in the future, though. I'm not too worried. I got nothing else in my notes, back, really.
Probably as a center back doesn't get many chances to have throw-ins. And then that's obviously.
Well, why was he up there? It was like, not far back from their box.
Yeah. And then obviously put a blizzard on top of it. Wow. Yeah, this is honestly.
Aaron Long had a shot at goal at some point, didn't he?
He did. Fizzled one over the top. Wasn't bad. And then they went on to talk for the next 15 minutes about how he was a center forward back in the day. Yes, a lot of players that used to be forwards are now defenders or whatever reason. I always love
basically
that
like
you know he used to
yeah
because you know, like, he was 10 years old. He was a center forward. You're like yeah, probably because he was the best athlete.
That's in the best player on the team.
His,
yeah,
yeah, in his area, so like he wanted to go and score goals.
In American football. Like everyone in the NFL was the quarterback in high school, basically.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, he's a lineman now, but in high school.
Yeah, he's a linebacker because, again, he was good at football. Most talented kid in the area of the world that he grew up in. And of course, you're going to put him in that type of position. Yeah, I always find those fun.
That's fun. What else? Nothing? Great. Okay. That might be it. For, I'll also say Oliveira.
Oh, wait. Stating Joey's asking,
as always.
Darren, did you hit your bet? I totally had forgotten about it.
Right, the Spanish sentence.
No.
I didn't hear everything he said, but I was listening, and I feel like I would have caught it if he did. We can ask him, but I'm pretty sure my bet did not cash.
There is no chance he remembers. He's like Will Ferrell in Old School. He just blacks out during the game and then comes to.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Will Ferrell in what's it called? Anchorman, because anything on the prompter Ron Burgundy reads.
He's just reading the prompter.
Will Ferrell characters, not too different from one another. They're good. They're fun. Oliveira, doing Oliveira stuff. Really stayed aggressive, stayed trying the whole time, had a great chance at goal, gave it right to the keeper. Approaching Buke status, I'll save it for when it feels like I have to say it. But
yeah, wait till it's not because of the conditions.
We'll see. Yes, due to the conditions.
Considering the conditions. That's going to go on my tombstone, Darren. Not even like he was a good guy considering the conditions. It's just going to say Vince LaRosa, considering the conditions. And then have a guy shrugging.
I just shrug. All right. Well, I hope everyone enjoyed the match. I hope everyone enjoyed the show. I hope you can piece together a bit of a day. And I think that's it for us, considering the conditions. We'll be back with another match preview. We've got Sporting KC, 7:30 on Saturday. I have a feeling there won't be snow. We'll see some actual soccer. That will be fun. We'll come out with a match preview. Before, we've got a fun special guest likely happening, so stay tuned and keep hanging out with us. Share the show if you like it with a friend. Let's keep growing the community. The better, the more people chime in and get weird with us, the better the show is. Plus, we've got people are starting to tweet at us with stuff that's like, you guys are better producers than we are. We're starting to turn tweets from fans into segments on the show, and we've got a few more in the can from you, so thank you for doing that.
Thanks,
and thank you for
thanks
all the
for being fun in the comments and what is generally a forgettable episode. I think Darren and I will both forget this very quickly, but I won't forget the fact that the chat was already humming before we even started the episode.
You guys are the best. Yes, honestly, thank you
to second you. Keep sending in ideas for it, for stuff that segments that you might want to see, because you guys are nailing it. Like, we are kind of, there's times where we sit there and go like, what should we do for the second segment? And then somebody sends something in. We're like, wow, you guys are on it. So thank you for those.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see you soon. See you later. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Stay out of the snow.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.